This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
So apparently they're really taking this Netflix and chill thing pretty seriously. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Also, Mark, we haven't yet gotten into your story about the animal abuse registry that is being proposed somewheres, and you'll tell us about that coming up. But first, to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Greg. He's in New York, listening online. Hello, Greg.
Hey, y'all. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
So I wanted to bring up a theory that I had about history, and it's actually a non-racial explanation about a lot of things that with race realism and all these people that try to explain that races are different.
I don't know if I can handle this. I don't know if I can handle the noise on the line. I don't know if that's on our network side or if it's a bad phone that you're on. But
Better?
And it's
hello.
We can hear you fine. There's just some crackling. Anyway, go ahead with your point.
We'll see
if we can get it out.
Okay. Well, I've heard a lot of these people, you know, race realism and everything, how different races are different, and some can't build a society and some can. You know what I'm talking about, right? Guys like
it's the stuff
Molyneux
that Chris Cantwell's been promoting and Stefan Molyneux. And, yeah, it's basically race realism is a cover term for racism.
Right. And while, you know, I, of course, admit that there are differences between races, obviously, height differences and many other differences on average, I think that they're sort of looking at one factor. And I wanted to present a theory which actually touches on libertarianism. Basically, I wanted to point out that in sub-Saharan Africa, there have never been any large empires. If you look at the rest of the world, if you look at Europe, for example, you have a lot of empires. Europe, however, up until like maybe the 11th century or 8th century, was a backwater. It was also not producing very much, while, let's say, the Arabs, with their empire, were producing a lot, as were the Mongols later with their empire. And every empire, when we say China invented paper, what you really mean is someone in China invented it, and then the empire spread that information. The reason that is important is because when you're an empire, like the United States, in fact, everyone speaks the same language and or just has the same religion. They don't fight each other, and they can get people to come to the center and learn things. Bright minds can then disseminate information faster. So the empire invests in military technology. In fact, that's how computers got invented in the United States, is Silicon Valley had microwave research funding. So a lot of the empires do a lot of good things. And so people talk about anti-imperialism, but in fact, empires have more peace within the empire. And Africa just never had that. They never had a single empire below the Sahara throughout history. And so they were easily conquered colonized by the Dutch, the English, whoever else. And they were so far behind everybody else, just like Europe was originally. That's my theory. And basically, Europe was united by Christianity, which was a sort of empire. Sort of, you know, they had the same religion.
There's a reasonable argument to that.
So that's my point. I think if there was a single large empire in sub-Saharan Africa, they would have defended themselves very easily against the invading whoever. And they would not be able to colonize by the Dutch. The Dutch, who just sailed around the Cape Horn, were able to put a colony in South Africa. I mean,
okay,
you know,
well, let me rebut. Allow me to rebut. The Central American Aztecs, they had a large empire by any standard. They were still Stone Age, but they fell rather quickly to the Spanish, who had far fewer people, but had, well,
better weapons.
Guns, germs, and steel, right?
Right. Well, I hear that rebuttal, but they were separated by an ocean. So those ideas, the last ideas to come by were when they migrated from Asia, you know, with the dragons and everything. But if you look at the Mayans, for example, and other civilizations, whoever was there, they picked up the most than these little groups fighting each other. These groups fighting each other never improved because they're always so fixed on fighting each other. And if they just aggregated into one empire, they would have a common language, like Alexander the Great with Hellenism or like any other empire, and they would promote technology. And they would actually, that's how human society actually progressed, is through empire.
So you're arguing in favor of empire.
Of homogeny.
Yes, and Steven Pinker has a book called The Better Angels of Our Nature, where he describes how humanity has become more peaceful over the years,
yep.
Of course, through technology, you know, and everything else. But
there's rebuttals to Pinker's thesis regarding man being more peaceful. I mean, the 20th century had two major wars that the people were killed in, and people rebut Pinker's numbers. But go ahead.
Oh, he goes into that. And in fact, what's interesting is, yes, World War II was a blip up on the overall trend, but even that was hardly above the constant rate that people had 1,000 years ago. And it's even below the constant rate of death and dismemberment per capita you would have in Stone Age societies and hunter-gatherer societies. It's even worse. And you have hunter-gatherer societies today in some untouched tribes, and you see they have worse death than they had even in World War II. So, yeah, Steven Pinker does go into that in his book. My point is empires do promote not fighting within the empire and being able to disseminate information. And I think that's what happened to sub-Saharan Africa, is it didn't have that. And the same fate happened to Europe. And if Europe never got Christianity or kept fighting each other forever, that's what I think. So empire does have a...
Europe kept fighting each other even with Christianity, but there were times when they turned outward and that Christianity sort of glued them together, like siblings, you know. They beat the hell out of each other on a regular basis, but if somebody says something bad about one of them, they all jump on them, that kind of thing. I guess the Crusades are a good example for that. I think there's something to be said. I recall there's a great quote about the Mongol Empire that a maiden with a basket full of gold on her head could walk from one end of it to the other without being molested, essentially. And, that says that's a pretty strong statement for law and order, right? To claim that essentially it's just too darn dangerous to molest a virgin, is what they're referring to when they say a maiden, a virgin with a basket full of gold on her head. The Mongols are just too scary.
Exactly. But the reason I realize this would be controversial in the libertarian crowd is because it takes the Leviathan, this idea that we need one power to keep everyone in awe, or whatever you want to say, to the next level. It basically says even if you have groups, even if you have countries, you would still do better by uniting into an even larger entity like the United States and all have the same language, be easily able to...
Is that an argument in favor of world government?
I don't know, honestly. I have no idea. I just know it's more peaceful if everyone speaks the same language and is able to travel.
It's peaceful inside of that empire, yeah. But empires tend to be not particularly peaceful as they're creating empire. Mongols were the were worse than Hitler and Stalin combined, as I recall, at least from a per capita standpoint.
But is it more peaceful? I mean, if you look at New York, which is the Empire State, I mean, there's certainly more violent crime in a place like that than there is here in New Hampshire, which is the freest of the states.
Yeah, but we all speak the same language. I'm able to call into your show, and at the end of the day, you can come study in New York anything you want. And so we're more we can progress with 300 million people able to exchange freely their ideas versus, like, let's say, how many people from France went to study in Muslim Arabia at the time, right? Not Saudi, Arabia. How many of them freely went to study in each other's universities? Probably very few, you know? So you need that unity.
Well, okay, so I get the unity of law and the unity of, you know, sort of language. I get those. If you look at Europe, they don't have unity of either of those things. They've got the EU that everybody sort of signed up for, or a lot of them signed up for. But, you know, there's a place that's quite peaceful, and, you know, would you claim that innovation isn't happening there?
Greg, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. We can talk a little more about this idea that, you know, empires have all these benefits. I think it deserves a little more discussion. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-940-9829. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-940-9829. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Rick.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We just finished talking with Greg in New York, and he was arguing, and it was actually a new point by Greg. He always has some interesting things to say, even though we don't generally tend to agree with him on a whole lot. But arguing in favor of empires, saying that empires have resulted in technology, empires have resulted in peace within the empire, is what he was claiming, and basically saying that big empires are a benefit to the world. And I don't, you know, this kind of comes back to the question, Mark, that you've asked before. You've asked me on the air before, like kind of like a utilitarian question of, well, if it turns out that having government or having the state or this coercive state is actually results in like less violence or something like that. There was some sort of qualifier that you'd put on it. Then would you support having a state if it turned out that, you know, a free society was riskier or more dangerous or something like that? And my answer to you was no, I would not support having a state because I'd rather take my own risks and have freedom rather than, you know, have people tell me and others how to live and force their way upon them. And so I would say the same thing's true as far as my viewpoint on this. These claims about you know, empire. If it, even if it is true that somehow an empire, this, you know, coercive mega state or whatever, is somehow more more conducive to the development of technological things or to personal safety within its boundaries, I would still say that the oppression of freedom is not worth it.
Well, you know, I'll take a more practical stance on just about everything than you, and this one too. I'll say, look, government tends to grow, and
sure
it is rare that you find the state that is happy with its lot. Now, if it's growing through conquest and, you know, people are dying in the process, you can't really call it peaceful. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't really even call it law-abiding because, you know, it's effectively acting as a murder machine. So
it's legal when they do it.
If a state was, you know, this sort of night watchman state that simply had rules on sort of what behavior was acceptable and what was unacceptable and that victims, the crimes must have victims and these sorts of things, and that this state grew organically through some sort of democratic process or whatever throughout the globe, then, you know, this imaginary situation
takeover,
that has never occurred in human history, then, oh, okay, that sounds fine. You know, like, I don't have a particular problem with that.
But that's not what empires are.
No, it's not. So
conquest is usually involved.
For me, what, you know, my statement as far as voluntarism goes, and that's what I consider myself to be, is a voluntarist.
That's someone who believes that all human interaction should be consensual.
I may or may not, and I think I do, believe that sort of a small government republic is at this point the safest and best bet for you know, the best you know, mix of human freedom, innovation, you know, art and peace and all these things that we say. But I do think that you and Johnny Ray, if you wish to live in some lawless place that you have purchased, that you or a group of your friends or whatever have, you know, bought a piece of land, that you should be able to opt out of whatever government documents that 200-year-old dead men signed. I think that you should be able to do that. You shouldn't have to pay property taxes for things, you know, that you don't want to use, and, you know, income taxes for wars you don't want to fight or anything like that. I think you should be able to create your own enclave, and, mm-hmm. you know, give that a shot. Now, I, you know, if things are going well over there, I may move my family
jump
over.
On in.
But I'm not going to do it right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to be the first one in. Let's go. Come on, Laura and Jack. Let's pack up the RV and move out to nowhere land and in the woods while these guys try to build some society, you know, stoned off their gourds or whatever it is.
Johnny Ray, what do you think about this empire theory of Greg, who called in a few moments ago?
I've been trying to put together a coherent statement on it, and it's tough. What happened in history is what happened. Alexander, marched into the Middle East to take on the Persians and conquer the known world. And in the course of doing so, he ended up dying. His generals assumed leadership over the empire that he had created and had, and their top down Hellenistic that what they did spread Hellenism, the Greek language and culture throughout throughout Alexander's former empire. But I mean, it could have been different and it could have been better. Alexander could have taken his Greeks and his Greek mercenaries, and he could have gone in there and with a train of wine and Greek scholars and said, these men are here to trade, and if you try to interfere with that, then, you know, we're going to protect them because these are free men and they're conducting commerce, and things might have turned out superior to what did happen. It could have been more beautiful with the same homogeneity. You just
based on consent.
Yeah, based on consent. It could have been better. Empires are they're inefficient and they're ugly at the base level. And what happened is just, that's just history, and it's what happened, but things could have been, different and could have been better.
Right, you can't compare what might have happened, because all we have is what happened, and, you know, we don't get to run the simulator
the blind
again,
test,
if you will.
Johnny Ray reminded me of something that I wanted to rebut what Greg said. So right. First off, communication has exploded in the last, call it 150 years, right? Maybe even, 200 to be very generous.
Yeah.
And that communication has exploded sort of in an exponential fashion. You're starting off with Morse code.
Yep. Telegrams, printing press.
Right. That form of communication was pretty lame, and communication wasn't great until you're talking about...
Well, you're thinking it's lame, but back then it was probably, like,
right,
super awesome.
It was super, super awesome, but it's getting better, and it will get even better. Now,
yep,
you
right.
can't compare
Hard to envision it, but it will.
What occurred prior to... some point on the communication explosion continuum,
mm-hmm.
you can't compare what occurred with the Mongols and Alexander the Great and, the Romans and whomever it might be. You can't compare that, the sort of assimilation, the spreading of ideas, because ideas were spread through empire. There's no doubt that ideas were spread through empire. But ideas now can be spread through peaceful communication on the internet. I can figure out a way to, some additive to make my car run better from some guy in Sweden. He doesn't have to come over here and conquer us for me to figure it out.
Mm.
And
the days of empires are at their end.
I would definitely contend that is the case, that now we have an empire of communication, that the internet is an overlay empire for all of us, and that, as more people get it, the world will be a better place.
There are some people...
As long as you can watch out for those Nigerian princes.
There are some people in the world who wouldn't be alive if their father hadn't raped their mother. Now, does that mean the rape is good?
Right.
That they should consider that to be a good thing?
I have
hold that thought, gentlemen. Hold that thought. 855, 450, free, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
In a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free to join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Back to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Tyrion is on the line in Virginia. Tyrion, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just wanted to make some comments, I guess, rebuttals to the last caller.
Sure.
And his whole empire is good for humanity idea. Well, my response comes in three points. The first one is an ideological one. First of all, this people who say, you know, empire is good for humanity or that the state is good for humanity, a central authority is good for humanity, both on the left and the right, I always just throw back to Machiavelli and the Prince, this idea that the ends justify the means, that if there is a perceived net gain, however, whatever methods you use to obtain that are permissible.
Isn't that the definition of utilitarianism?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Well, and I wanted to say that's what separates libertarianism from statism, is that libertarianism is not just a political philosophy, it's a moral one. And it's the idea that the ends don't justify the means. If an individual's rights are being infringed upon or violated, yeah, then whatever the action is, regardless of the end result, is illegitimate.
Yep, absolutely right.
Yeah, my second.
And that's why we can't get along. You know, he talks about there's no conflict or, you know, there's peace inside empires. I'm sorry, there's plenty of conflict inside the United States. Just look at Charlottesville. You know, look at these, you know, different groups who are, whether they're battling physically or they're battling, you know, over control of the political realm in the United States. There are constantly groups at each other's throats, whether figuratively or, you know, in reality. So, no, we can't get along. The libertarians cannot live alongside of people who believe in the use of force against their neighbors. I mean, at least it would be better if we didn't live alongside. We currently do live alongside them, and we don't ever, you know, we're never going to come to an agreement. As long as, you know, one person says, leave me alone, and the other person insists on not leaving them alone, we got a problem.
Exactly.
Also, I wanted to say that personally, I think that ends and means are inextricably tied to each other, and the means will change the ends. So if you use disgusting means, then in some way your end is going to be disgusting, too.
Absolutely.
One thing that I'm left with thinking about here is it's often, it's been said on the show, and I think it's true, is that free societies may be less free than what we have currently today. So, for instance, I think of cruise ships. These are voluntary societies that people get together on, for longer or shorter trips. You're not going to go on to a cruise ship without showing some form of ID. Agreeing to a certain set of behavior and those sorts of things. Whereas I can easily travel to, you know, some city and act anonymously within that city, never use a credit card, never show an ID, never do these kinds of things. So my right to privacy is uninfringed in both of these circumstances because I voluntarily give it up. So a voluntarist society isn't necessarily going to be a more free one. It's just one that people sort of put together in ways that they all agree upon.
Exactly. My second point was that he's talking about, you know, peace inside empires, and you get this argument from statists all the time that central authorities provide for a more peaceful environment of human interaction. My argument to that is, well, what do you have it to compare to? I mean, when has there ever, at least that we have historical knowledge of, been a real voluntary society of any great number? Anything that's on a scale comparable to the size of most established states, or certainly in this case, empires.
I think what people do currently is they just compare it to existing failed states. So Somalia, Honduras, you know, a variety of different places, they'll say, look, government is barely active and, has barely any role in these people's lives. The rebuttal to this would be, look, it's the establishment of laws generally in these places that, you know, prevent businesses from coming in. You know, businesses aren't sure that they can set up shop and that their business will be protected from the government over the next 5 years. It may very well be nationalized or whatever. So in many cases, they just they avoid these particular areas. And businesses often want the easiest road to profit. And in some cases, it's places that have an established and secure, stable state that is an easier route to profits and progress than it is to just sort of building something on your own.
But certainly a failed state in which a central authority did once have complete control or whatever level of control as the state, you know, was able to maintain over the geographical area is not the same as a libertarian or voluntarist society that is planned.
Right. Certainly not. It's a society that sort of exists in a vacuum. It is after a state has been removed through whatever means. That's completely different than people coming to the paradigm shift that they should leave their neighbors alone. Because what you have happening in a place like Somalia is warring factions trying to take over the control over the people and the land in that place, including the UN, as I understand it, who's been trying to, and I don't know what the current status is. I haven't done research in the last few years on it, but over there in Somalia, the UN, immediately after the government was put out, they started trying to put another government in place. And then you get the warlords who didn't want that to happen, and they're, you know, kind of fighting against it, guarding their territory. So you don't have a paradigm shift there. You don't have anybody who's come, you know, or maybe somebody, but the majority of the people there have not come to the conclusion that they should leave their neighbors alone.
But I do think that, you know, big companies that might make some difference financially in people's lives like the idea in many cases of, say, you know, domestic security, a la the police, being offloaded you know, financially to the community rather than the company itself having to bear that. So if, for instance, the concern would be that, you know, warlords with some access to munitions may come and attempt to take over your, I don't know, oil refinery or factory or whatever it is you put up, that it's cheaper to have the citizens of, you know, whatever municipality put together some force to keep that from happening rather than the company itself having to do such a thing.
Of course.
Terry, what was your third point?
I just real quick before I get into that, I was just going to say that Mark, I feel like, is kind of making my point here, is that these are all hypotheticals because there is no concrete example of the alternative, because as far as we know, it's never existed.
We can look at,
you know,
historically,
you can argue hypotheticals against historical record of states and empires.
Yeah.
But it, you know, that's not, it's not equivalent then, because,
sure,
you know, that there's a difference between fact and. Anyway, the third point I was going to make was that, you know, kind of ties into the first one about ends and means, is, you know, what is the cost of empire? So, and who decides whether the cost is actually, and how does one decide whether the cost is worth the net gain that is perceived? So these advances in technology, the general peace, you know, what about all the people whose rights are exploited, whose labor is exploited, whose, you know, whose previous states, previous communities are shattered when they are conquered by said empires? You know, how many, you know, at what point can you say that these are the benefits of empire and they, you know,
the costs are hidden.
It's the
seen and the unseen, right? So people like Greg can point to, well, this country had an empire and look at all this technology. But as you've said, you know, we can't compare, you know, this reality to what would have been. And so we don't know, we know that people are being oppressed. We know that it's hard to start your own business in a lot of places, including the United States. So what kind of technology could we have if there was an unfettered free marketplace in this country or in the world? It would be an incredible boon, I think. But again, it's all about speculation. And thank you for the call tonight, Tyrion. And you can put that, you know, you can look at certain tech sectors like computing, which are relatively low as far as regulations are concerned. And indeed, they're affordable and getting better year after year. And I mean, you can carry around, you know, we're currently carrying around a computer in our pockets, most of us in the United States. Free Talk Live.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-3947. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-3947. That's 1-800-496-3947. 1-800-496-3947.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. We invite you here where you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so Skype on in to join us at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight here, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I already filled out my mayoral ballot. I put it in the inner envelope, and I'm going to seal it tomorrow and mail it out. And the reason I'm calling is because I got it done like 4 weeks before October 3rd.
You just trying to brag about this? I mean, what's the point of your call?
Well, the thing about it is that why does everybody all pile in? Everywhere they do this at the election day, an hour before they close, they stand in line.
Maybe people don't know who they're going to vote for yet. Maybe they haven't heard enough from both candidates and have yet to make up their mind.
Maybe they don't trust the government bureaucrats to put their ballot through.
They want to do it themselves.
Yeah. You know, in my town, you got to vote on the day of. And, Sarah, I understand New Mexico is, it's the single best state
for early voting.
But in my town, if you want to vote, you're going to need to show up. You can do absentee voting, but in many cases, you're not able to. The primary vote, the big primary, you're not able to do it because they don't necessarily know what date it's going to be. So you have to be in town. The town meeting, you got to be in town for that.
You're talking about the presidential primary. They know the dates of the local primaries.
Yeah, they know that. But you have to put your ballot in a box, and then at the end of all that, they bring out the absentee ballots, and they put them in the box, and then people stand around down while those ballots are counted right there out of that wooden box that's been used for over 100 years. And I think that people are comfortable believing that their votes are counted properly, whereas, you know, if you're talking about a big place like Albuquerque, New Mexico, you have no clue whether, your ballot has made it in or not or anything like that.
I don't know if most people put that much thought into it. I think it's just that it's just something that some people are willing to do, but it's not that important that they're willing to, you know, do it before it's time, so to speak, and so they just kind of show up. Some of them last minute, and it usually that has to do with when they get off of work. I mean, a lot of people, they're working 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 or whatever, and they go and they vote in those last 2 hours because most polling locations close at like 7 o'clock at night in the places I've lived, and so you tend to see the biggest rush during those times. It's usually at the very beginning of the day before work. People will try to sneak it in there. They'll try to maybe sneak off during a lunch break, or they'll go afterwards. That's usually why. Most people aren't as politically involved as you are, Sarah. They don't pay close attention. Most people won't even show up at a municipal election. The supermajority of people don't even determine that it's even worth their time to even find out when a municipal election is. And, you know, what are the reasons for that? I think they would be myriad if you talk to folks. Maybe some people feel like their vote doesn't make a difference, that no matter who wins, the government's going to get larger. So they, you know, say screw it and they don't even bother, or they, you know, show up last minute and are undereducated about who to vote for and what the candidate's beliefs on things are. I think it would be interesting to talk to voters and, you know, do an exit poll and see just exactly how, you know, how informed your typical municipal voter is. I would guess
that... Well, the thing is that, you know, this mayor election, I'm hearing a lot about it because we're very unhappy with our current mayor and there's 8 people running. So it's an exciting race. A lot of people are very interested in picking the next mayor, especially when we have like 27 cars stolen per day.
Now, when you say a lot of people, do you mean like more than 10%? Because a lot of municipal elections, you know, they're lucky to even get more than 10% of voters turning out.
But we don't know. I don't know about what the voter turnout will be. But the thing is that I'm hearing a lot about it. A lot of people they're talking about the debate.
Now, how's your ear to the ground on this? How does Sarah, who does not have the internet, hear a lot about it? Or is it just from listening to the radio, watching television? Or are these your neighbors in your welfare housing complex or whatever that are chit-chatting? Like, where are you getting the info from?
From the radio, the KTOB talks a lot.
Well, of course you're hearing a lot about it on a talk station. I mean, that's what they talk about. I guarantee you if you tune into the other stations in town, let's say the music radio stations, they're not going to be saying a word about the municipal election. They're not going to have any of the candidates for mayor on, you know, the local top 40 music station or the adult contemporary station. I mean, that doesn't happen.
Seems obvious.
Right. So you're in kind of the political echo chamber here, even though not everyone in talk radio has the same viewpoint, but they all are generally interested in politics. So that's your KKOB, which is the big station there. We're not on that station. We're on Kiva, the independent station, and thank goodness because it's a great station. But the big monster station has been a very popular station, but it's still a fraction of the population that listens to it. It's probably less than 10% of the entire Albuquerque metro that even tunes into that station on a weekly basis. Well, I mean, talk radio stations, even when they're very popular, don't break more than, 10 or 12% of the listenership.
Yeah, that's a good share.
Well, the thing is, you know, they're all going to start voting around, September 13, 2 weeks before. That's when they have the 22 places open, and that's when people start coming out. Right now, they only have 2 places open. But even then, they all pile in at the last 3 days of the early voting. So, you know, it'll end when the 22 places will close in 3 more days, everybody will pile in. And I think what it is people do better if they have to do something when there's a lot of pressure or deadline. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Sure. Certainly, people are motivated when there is a deadline. There's no doubt about it. And you will find that people do tend to procrastinate even when they do have a deadline. You know, the classic example of you went to government school is there's some sort of due date for a, you know, some kind of study group or project or whatever, and everybody does the last minute effort and throws down.
Because they didn't want to do it in the first place.
Right.
My son does projects all the time, and he completes them usually all in one go because that's what he's interested in. Yeah, he just does projects.
Right.
He makes them up for himself. Right now he's creating a graphic novel because that's what he wants to do. And but if you told kids at school to make a graphic novel,
they'd put it off.
They'd hate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, you know what? It's the same, that procrastinator mentality, like cramming for the test, right? At the finals and stuff like that, they all stay up like 3 a.m. cramming.
I've never done that in my life.
It's the same thing. They all pile in like the last 3 days of the early voting. They all pile in on the election day on the last 2 hours, driving over there, standing in lines. It's the same thing. And, you know, I said, like, I have the trust in the mail ballot. You know, a lot of people do not, but I think they will count it. And that's why I vote. And I'm going to get it done like 4 weeks before.
All right. Well, good for you, Sarah. Go ahead and give yourself a pat on the back. You're involved. Thanks for the call tonight. All right, so let's change gears a little bit here. Johnny Ray, you've got a new game that you've been playing that you're getting into. What's it called?
Battle Brothers.
Battle Brothers.
Yes, it's I'm gonna. It's a small business management sim.
This is a game. Okay.
Sounds like a blast.
That's kind of a joke that I ripped off of another podcast, the Three Moves Ahead Strategy Games podcast.
Uh-huh.
But it's you're running a mercenary company.
I see.
And so you start off with a couple of guys. It's got a the tech is very rudimentary. You're in sort of medieval Europe, and there's no magic. There are orcs, and there's necromancy, but that's just on the villain side. So it's sort of it's a bit XCOM-y.
So wait, so this isn't just about managing a company. It's also like real. It's also there's a strategy game part where you're fighting people.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But then there's a wider perspective, like an XCOM, where you have to build stuff or what.
You've got to keep money in your pockets. Mm-hmm. You've got to have money to pay each mercenary
every day. You
got to
have money to make money.
Yeah, yeah.
How is it different from, say, like a Jagged Alliance, which was very much like an XCOM where you have mercenary soldiers, they all have kind of individual personalities, and there's some management of where they need to go and what they need to do. Is there more like development of technologies here, or what are you doing as the manager?
No, there's really no development of technology. You've got, as far as I know, I see the game
you're
is very difficult, and I'm playing on Iron Man.
You start out on the highest difficulty level?
No. I'm on the lowest difficulty level.
Is that where you don't save? Okay.
Right. So you can't. So that's how all games are meant to be played.
That sounds insane.
This is what a real gamer does, Mark. People like me, I just save all the time.
Is this
and reload.
A no true gamer fallacy?
It totally is. Yeah. Okay.
Well, when you're playing and you know that you can quit and reload,
you'll take risks unnecessarily.
Yeah, and you're not really. There's no stakes to each action you take.
I wish
you
had more
put
time.
Any thought into it.
I wish we had more time to talk about the Iron Man gaming, because I think that's an interesting discussion, but we're out of it for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.